We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This podcast is brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health, the official healthcare provider of Rutgers Athletics.
What's up, Rutgers fans? Welcome into another episode of the Inside Rutgers Athletics Podcast. I'm your host, Dom Savino. It may still be freezing outside, but believe it or not, the start of the spring sports season is right around the corner. Over the next couple of weeks, we'll get a chance to preview some of your favorite Rutgers spring teams, and we start today with Rutgers tennis. It was a historic 2021 campaign for the Scarlet Knights. RU posted its most Big Ten wins in a season since joining the conference. This team has some big-name returners and has added two highly touted newcomers to the mix. We're going to get into all of that, plus we'll talk about Rutgers' plans for a spring break trip and its trek out to New York City last summer to watch the U.S. Open from some of the best seats in the house. So tons of excitement behind the 2022 season of Rutgers tennis. Let's dive into that now with the sixth-year head coach of the program, Hillary Ritchie. Let's start with this season. The spring season starts in just a couple of days against Army, looking to build off of last year's very successful campaign. How do you feel about where the group is at right now?
I feel really good. I think last year having all conference play was challenging, but yet built a lot of confidence in this team. And we got a lot of training done and we got to work really individually one-on-one with some players last fall because we didn't have that competition. So I think it's going to be exciting to have the non-conference season and build up into our, Big Ten play. I think we're in a good spot.
Yeah, things are normal, fortunately, in the college tennis world this season. So you have a full 22-match slate. And you mentioned last year an all Big Ten campaign. You posted the program's most conference wins in a season since joining the Big Ten. What did you like about last year and what things from last season can you use to build into this year?
Oh, there were challenges last year in a lot of ways for everyone, right? Not just athletics, but it pushed us a lot in terms of trying to control factors, but also in a good way, people had to be flexible, I think, in letting go of some of those things. And so getting some wins over programs we hadn't before was exciting and let those players know that the process is working and that it gave them a little taste of what we can do. So I think that building off of that, some of those players who got a lot of wins and just saw us breaking down some of those barriers are excited and hungry for this season.
Yeah, two wins over Maryland, a win each over Michigan State and Indiana. And now you go into this season, you've got a ton of returners. So let's talk about some of the players. We'll start on the singles side because in a college tennis match, it's six singles and three doubles. On the singles side, who should we look out for?
I think obviously Tess Fisher is a captain for us, a senior who's played a lot high in the lineup as well. So she's played historically at one and two singles. she's worked really hard and she's just very driven. And I think she leads the team in a lot of aspects. Jackie Lopez has been a strong start for us in terms of singles play, coming in as a freshman, really a lot of match play under her belt in terms of USTA and UTR matches. But a point is a point. So it doesn't matter if you're playing high in the lineup or you're playing six singles, that six singles match is just as important. So I think everybody's got a job to do. Obviously with our seniors, it's going to be great to have them in singles because they have so much experience. Our freshmen and sophomores haven't played a non-conference dual match yet. So having three seniors who do have that experience will be really important for us.
You mentioned the fact that there was no non-conference last year. You got to have a fall slate of competition as well this season. Unlike the previous year with the pandemic, you didn't get to have any fall competition. How helpful is that for this team, which, as you mentioned, has a lot of young players?
Yeah, it's extremely helpful, not just for the players to gain experience, but also for us coaches to be able to coach them better. You know, last year we had three freshmen who we didn't get to work on things in terms of their match play, unless it was a practice where they're playing their teammates. So we got to experiment a lot with doubles combinations and strategy, and gives everybody a chance and that opportunity. Whereas in the spring season, you're a little more limited in terms of who's getting experience.
Let's go to the doubles side. Who should we look out for there?
I'm feeling really good with our doubles with where we're at, and confident that people are seeing the court better and understanding strategy better. So I think we're going to really focus on being flexible in terms of mixing up our pairings and seeing who complements their teammate on the deuce side or the ad side, or who's really setting their partner up from the baseline to do something good at the net. So I think once again, I will expect to see everybody in the doubles lineup at some point. So, and that's good. That's saying a lot for where everybody's at and the depth of our team.
Yeah, get into that a little bit more, because we were talking before we started recording and you told me we're going to play all eight of our players a whole lot this season. How excited are you about the depth on this team?
I think that's actually one of our strongest aspects as a team, is that we have so much depth. I mean, everybody could play, you know, somewhere in our lineup and contribute to that lineup. So I think we're going to be trying to be really strategic with keeping people healthy, because we do have such a, you know, 22 matches is a lot. It's a long season. We started practice last week and we go all the way through May. So how do we keep bodies healthy? We rotate people, get them experience and confidence, and be open-minded as to who am I playing with? How can I complement my partner on the doubles court and those types of things?
What is that like for some of your players? Because you've had a lot of success on the doubles side, even going into the fall season. We saw a couple of your doubles teams reach the round of 16 in the fall regional match that you competed in. How easy or difficult, or I guess how open-minded maybe, do you have to be to sort of switch your pairings up in doubles?
There is something where with chemistry in doubles, and you're trying to find that as a coach who, you know, who clicks with who. But at the same time, you may, in terms of winning two out of three doubles matches to get a point, that's your goal. So not all three of your pairings are maybe the perfect combination. So you're trying to find, you know, that one doubles point. So do you send out three really even teams, or do you send out one super strong team and maybe two teams that aren't as strong? So those are the types of things you have to think about as a coach and how you're going to get that one point.
All right, we've talked about some of the returners on this team, and you touched a little bit on the newcomers. You've got two freshmen added to the group for this season who you're high on. You mentioned one, Jackie Lopez, who won a bunch of juniors tournaments back home in Georgia. Minche Kim is the other, a bunch of club titles for her back home in the Netherlands. What do they provide for this team?
They have assimilated so well with this team. They've really integrated well in terms of personality and work ethic. And their game styles are very different, actually, from one another. Minche, we call her Minch a lot. So if I call her Minch, you'll know why. She is very crafty. She has great hands. So she works a lot with her slice. She can accelerate well. She's very talented in doubles. And Jackie is a little more of a baseline power player. Definitely, we're working with her in terms of being more confident at finishing at the net. And so this fall, that was something with that match play that you mentioned, is so important for us to have that before we start conference play or non-conference dual match season, just to work on those types of things, because she is very strong, but we know that we can all get better. Tennis players can always get a little bit better. And that's what's fun about coaching tennis is we don't just run an offense or a defense. All six players can have a different game style. And so we have to work with making sure we're improving each one in the right way.
I know you got to bring them and you got to bring the team to the U.S. Open this past summer, which is something you've gotten to do the last few years. How cool was that to be on the court watching some of the world's best just right down the road from Rutgers?
Yeah, it's so exciting. I mean, I've been a handful of times now. I didn't grow up on the East Coast, so it wasn't something that I got to do until after college, go to the U.S. Open. But it's just such a fantastic environment. And to see people at the height of your sport, something that you love to do and that we obviously work at every day, is so fun and so exciting. And I think it's, for them, it's a great experience. And you're in New York City. Who doesn't like being in New York City watching great tennis?
I agree. And it's cool when you get to be on, I mean, you're on the court watching them. You're not sitting up in the nosebleeds doing it. I saw some of the pictures. You're right down there with some of the greatest.
Absolutely. That's what's so fun about the Open too, is that the venue, you can be so close to these matches and these players and see how they, maybe their technique or what they're doing in between points. And, you know, you can learn a lot from watching professionals in any sport. So it's fun.
All right, let's look ahead to the season, which starts this Saturday, January 22nd. You open up with a home match against Army. Rutgers competes all of its home matches at the East Brunswick Racquet Club. How does the schedule line up for Rutgers this season?
We have a very strong strength of schedule. A lot of these schools, you know, they're regional schools, but they have really good players on their rosters. I was reminded of that as we were having our regionals and then the super regionals this year. There's a lot of good Division I talent in the Northeast. So I think the way the schedule is, we're really playing some good opponents to get us prepared for our conference play. There are not a lot of easy matches on our schedule. So it's going to be day in and day out. These matches are going to be tough, but I think that we proved that last year that was good for us to play a lot of tough opponents.
Yeah. Non-conference, you get some regional hallmark foes. You play Seton Hall, you'll go on the road to UConn, and then you open up Big Ten play on March 15th against Wisconsin in Surprise, Arizona. Why are you guys playing in Surprise, Arizona?
Isn't that great? I know, it's great. So because we received our schedule so late, but we need to get that outdoor match play and practice in, because it is quite different to transition from indoor play to outdoor. Wisconsin and I agreed that we would kind of go on a mini spring break trip and we can go down and get some training in and play together down there. So hopefully we get some fans. I know I've had a few people get excited about that on the schedule. So it'll be exciting.
You know, we always get to hear from teams like baseball and softball about their sort of spring break trips. Is that a normal thing that your team gets to do, or is this sort of a unique situation?
We do. We've always historically gone somewhere on spring break, and we like to rotate. So we've gone New Orleans, Florida. We were actually hoping to play in Las Vegas this year, but the venues were, I know, it's great tennis weather. So the venues were full hosting some other tournaments. So we landed on Surprise, Arizona.
There you go. And then Big Ten tournament time comes around in late April. You think about where you are now, and you think about that coming up in 3 months now. What do you want to see this team do over the next couple of months to improve, to find some successes going into the Big Ten tournament?
That's a great question. So with us, it's such a balance of consistency and playing offensively. So I think what I want to do is really find each player's sweet spot in terms of how they handle those situations. And we've done a lot of training with mindset actually this year. And we're going to build on that mental training, because I think with all these Division I tennis players, they all have good forehands and backhands, right? They're all trained by great strength coaches and tennis coaches. So it's, how do we maybe be a little bit better in terms of our mental toughness and positivity? And I think we want to train appropriately, stay healthy. We're doing a lot of recovery work these days so we can be really healthy and strong for that Big Ten tournament.
Interesting. Take me inside that without sharing too many state secrets. How do you work on that? Because we hear so much now in sports about athletes and coaches emphasizing mental health and the mental side of athletics. What does the team do to work on that?
It's something that I think we do as coaches. We can control the physical so often. So we can plan drills and we can do all these things, but working on the mental side is tough. So reminding ourselves to be, you know, we're grateful. We get to play tennis, you know, for State University, and we get to travel around. So reminding ourselves how much we love this sport and that we get to do it. And then the positivity aspect. So tennis, it's very easy to get negative and to beat yourself up. You're out there playing singles. It's just you. So you make an error. There's nobody else to point to. It's just you. And trying to be present. So forgetting that point and making sure we're playing the next point is really, it sounds so easy, but it's very challenging. So making sure we're trying to practice those things at practice so we can do them in a match.
Interesting. I love that. That's really cool. Well, we get to see all of the hard work, both the physical and the mental hard work from Rutgers tennis, starting in just a couple of days against Saturday, the 22nd. Rutgers opens up with a home match against Army. How can fans find your team, whether they get to go in person or get to watch online?
Yeah, so East Brunswick Racquet Club is allowing spectators, which is great and exciting. I know there's a mask mandate, so definitely if you're coming, bring your mask. But we also stream all six singles and doubles on PlaySite. So I think they can find that PlaySite link either through our own sports information website or on a PlaySite account, which is, there's an app for everything, right, these days? So we're on there.
Give me your message to Rutgers fans about what this tennis team can do this year.
I would love Rutgers fans to know or to stream or to just understand at what such a high level that we get to compete at. I think college tennis is, if you're a tennis fan, it's just as exciting sometimes as watching some of these professionals. So I would love us to represent. I've been so proud of the other teams and how they've done this fall and this winter with the Scarlet Knights. And I think we're going to do a lot of really great things as well.
Oh, we're looking forward to it. It should be an exciting and a successful Rutgers tennis season. And great to get the preview with the Rutgers head coach, Hillary Ritchie. Hillary, best of luck this season. Thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you.
Alrighty, great to learn more about Rutgers tennis. And you heard Hillary mention the live streaming for all of Rutgers home matches on PlaySite. That's site, S-I-G-H-T. You can find the link on the tennis page. Just go to scarletknights.com for that. Or, as she mentioned, there is an app for that as well. This will be a fun team to watch this spring, so you'll want to tune in. And we're just getting started with our spring preview episodes. Check back here over the next few weeks for more look-aheads to the warm weather and the team starting up play soon. But until next time, I'm Dom Savino. Thanks for listening to the Inside Rutgers Athletics Podcast.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.